thinking on this week's parasha Tetzaveh begins Va'ata Tetzaveh is Bnei Yisrael. Rashi in Siddur Racham HaKadosh says that Va'ata Tetzaveh here HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu as Din Melech. The Kohuna went to Aaron HaKohen and Malchus went to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Racham HaKadosh says Ki Yigi Azman Teis Kohuna La'Aaron Bir Hashem LaMoshe HaMalchus V'Mlicha Al Yisrael. And that's Shad Va'ata Tetzaveh has Bnei Yisrael. So here in this week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu was given the Malchus. And it's not interesting, in this week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't say Pasha Tetzaveh, doesn't say the Balaturim, doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu's name in the whole parasha. So here's in the parasha where Va'ata Tetzaveh, Hashem gave Moshe the Kolecha Malchus, that's the parasha Moshe Rabbeinu is Bechlan no mention. Because that's the din of Malchus. Malchus is the less than Yigar Meklum. The whole inyan of somebody becoming a Melech means that you become Ois Messias, you become not Messias. The whole Sod of Malchus is that nothing's mine, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Sod of Malchus. So may the Dafka in the parasha where he becomes a Melech, becoming a Melech means you become Ois your own Messias. And from now you're only representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Messias. So it has to be in the same parasha that he becomes Melech, that he's not mentioned in Chal. You can go on. It's very interesting because the Malchus of Moshe Rabbeinu, it says is the Malchus of Torah. It wasn't like the same Malchus of Dovna Melech. It's the Malchus the Schus the Torah. The Malchus the Schus the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And it's interesting that in the Bisamikd, in the Mishkan, the two Kalim that represent Torah, the Aroin and the Menorah, both have this Nakuda. The Beshech Chochma says, so why was there din by the Oran that the Badim you mustn't take off? Lo yasur memenu. Moshe Aiken, all the other Kalim, when you put down, you didn't need to, when you weren't carrying, you could take the poles off. And over here, you can't take the poles off. You leave the poles on. What's the Pshat? So the Beshech Chochma says very geschmack that he compares it to the Menorah. Fishat as the Rambam, the Pashas, all most people learn that the hadlaka of the menorah was in the evening. The morning was the hatovas aneiros. The Rambam's shita is that in the morning when he did hatovah, the hatovah was hadlaka. Hadlaka's aneiros was the hatovah. In other words, according to the Rambam, he lit the menorah also in the morning and also in the evening. Why did he light it twice? Says the Meshech Chochma, because the Gemara says in Shabbos that the Chi L'Oyro Tzorech, Hashem doesn't need our Or, which means the Meshech Chochma says that just like in the morning you don't need the Or of Menorah, it's morning, Shraga Batira Mayan, you don't need the Or of Bechlal. So therefore, if Aaron HaKohen lit the Menorah also in the morning to feed the Rambam to show that not only in the morning Hashem doesn't need the Or. Not even in the evening, the Or is not doing anything. He says that's the pshat by the Badim. The Badim, there's a lav layasurim amen. That says that there's a nest that the Oren carry those who are carrying it. So be'etzem, it's all coming from Hashem. Even when they were carrying with the Badim, it was really the Oren was carrying them, not they were carrying. So what does that show? That showed that the person himself is better not doing anything. As much as he thinks that he's doing, he's not doing anything. The Meshech Chochma says that's why by the Badim, even when you put it down, you don't need the Badim, you have to leave the Badim there on it. So just like when you need the Badim, you don't need the Badim. Okay, just like when you need the Badim, you need to carry. You need the poles, is the Oren carrying you? So therefore, also when the Oren was lying down in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, leave the poles on to show you that, anyways, it's always carrying you and you're not carrying. So the poles themselves came to be Megala that it's not us doing it. The Menorah was Megala that Hashem doesn't need the light. We're not doing anything. Everything comes from Hashem. The two Kalim in the Mishkan that represented Torah are both Kalim that represented this idea that we're not doing anything. And that's Gufa. What we're saying now is the Indian of Malchus. That's good for the din of Malchus. So in the parasha of Ata Tetzaveh, where it looks like that you're being Mitzaveh, you're the Melech, it's the same thing. Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega was the Madrega of Shechinah Medaberes Mitach Groina. Shechinah Medaberes Mitach Groina means that Bessem, he's not speaking. It's the Rabban Shalom speaking. It's not him speaking B'chol. So Moshe Rabbeinu symbolizes this idea that even though Ki'ilu Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking, it was really Shechinah B'davayis B'tarech Groina. Even when a person thinks that he is doing something, it's really all the Rabban Shalom. And that was seen Dafka Hogufa from the Menorah and from the Oren, that was seen that Be'etzim, a person doesn't do nothing. Be'etzim, it's all coming from the Borek Olam. And that's why it starts like a saying, Ata Tetzaveh Esmenei Yisrael. You have to be Metzaveh, but really, it's a tzivui coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ata Tetzaveh Esmenei Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu had a tzivui from Hashem to tell Klal Yisrael to take Shem and Zayzoch. And why does it say, Ata Tetzaveh, you should be Metzaveh? Because this is the whole goof of the world. When you become a melech, then it becomes this gala that everything you're saying comes from Hashem. That is what Malchus means. And that is Malchus of Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu's Malchus is Malchus of Torah. And that's why you see by Torah, it's really not us, it's really Shechinah Medaberes. And that's the sod. This might be the makar of the Inyan of Yagati and Matzasi. Even after all the Yagia, it's still only a Metzia. It's not your Yagia that brings you to the Hasaga. The Hasaga is a Hasaga. The Yagia is a Tanai that you have to have a Yagia in order to be coined a Torah. But it's not the Yagia bringing it to Torah. At the end of the day, it's still a Matana from HaKadosh Baruch. And that's why at the beginning of Parashas Truma it says, the Medrash brings the Pasuk, Ki Lekach Toiv Nasati Lachem. Lekach is, you've got to work for it, like something you acquire, something you buy, you've got to make a Kinyan on it. Oh, but even after you made a Kinyan, Ki Lekach Toiv, it's still Nasati Lachem. It's still a Matana. Ki Lekach Toiv Nasati Lachem. And therefore, Torah, even after you bought it, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's still Torah, it's still mine. I gave it to you a matana. You didn't acquire it with a Kenyan. You have to be me again in order that I should send you down the Hasaga. Oh, but once, even after I've sent it to you, it's me sending it. And that's the Malchus. That's Torah, and that's the Malchus of Torah, and that's the Oroin and the Menorah, representing this Nakuda. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael throughout, and that's the whole sod of the Mishkan. The whole sod of the Mishkan is that you see there's a stira, not stira, but you see that there's two nekudas that you see in the Mishkan. There's a chelik on the Mishkan that's got to do with avoida, and there's a chelik on the Mishkan that's got to do with Torah. Avoida is pashut, and Torah you see the Aron and the Menorah. The equally truma says the Balaturim is Torah mem. Torah was given mem yom. So what's the ik in the Mishkan? Was the ik in the Mishkan Torah, or was the ik in the Mishkan Avoida? But the answer is that the Avoida, which is like a bechin of tefillah, that bring korbonas lahalas and Hashem. That's bring the nekuda that everything's coming. Let's bring the nekuda that a mensch becomes ois. The mensch, the person's not himself. And then from that, when you learn Torah through Avoida, then even when you're learning Torah, that gives you the realization that it's not really you. It's really everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending you. So the Mishkan was the place, Be'em is a place of Torah. But it was a place of Torah where it was a place of like the Shechinah of Shechinah Medaberes B'Torah Groina. That really you might be speaking, but it's the Shechinah really speaking. The Avoida taught us the Bittul, and then the Torah that comes out of the Bismigdash is the Torah with that bittul of Moshe Rabbeinu with the Shechinah Medaberes B'Torah Groina, that it's not really us talking, it's called Kulay, the Rabban Shlomo, and putting it in our Seichel, putting it in our Machshava, putting it in our Dibur. So it was a place of clean rain of Torah, so to speak. That's the Shilav of the two together. So the Meir therefore Dafka Daug, when this was in his Gala, this is where Moshe Rabbeinu was Zorcha to his Koyach HaMalchus. Hogufa, the Malchus of Torah, came about through this Nakuda.